Peter's in Wagga Wagga. G'day, Peter.
G'day, Ray. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. So you're another Darryl Maguire caller. What did you like to say?
Look, mate, just he's had his time. He's done some good here in Wagga, of course. But
yeah, sure.
What he's disgraced us now, really. He's really disgraced the whole community and Wagga as a whole. I've got no confidence in him whatsoever. And that recording he made, that sorry speech that he put on my ABC, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was like he was just saying, sorry, I just got my hand caught in a lolly jar. You know, it was just...
Well, I think what he's saying is, I'm sorry I got caught.
But he's not saying sorry.
No, he's sorry that he got caught. That's what he's sorry about.
That's exactly right.
He's sorry he got caught before he got the drink. And the drink was a couple of hundred or two or $300,000 from the Chinese developer.
Maybe more, I think, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not going to rave on about it, but I think enough's enough. He's got to go. He has to go.
Hey, Pete, let's have a listen to what he did have to say. He's now taking it down off social media, but of course we were able to get it before he did take it down.
I need to, again, apologise for breaching the very strict code of conduct. For that, I'm really sorry. For those that have been offended, family, friends, I've let you down.
Been offended? Been offended? You tried to organise a rort with a Canterbury councillor for you both to receive a sum of money if a development in Canterbury was approved by that councillor and his colleagues. That's what you tried to pull on. He said this.
I did breach a very strict code of conduct and, I have to suffer the consequences. But I won't put the taxpayer to the cost of having a by-election. I think that unreasonable and I think it's a cost that the taxpayer doesn't need.
So instead he's going to get $13,755 a month by staying on until the election March next year. We'll fork out $110,000 in the next 8 months to make sure that he gets that money. And then when he goes, because he's there pre-2007 when they changed the laws on pensions for New South Wales politicians, he gets $80,552 a year. And I mean, he's talking about a code of conduct? Nothing to do with a code of conduct. You're an old tea leaf trying to get money from a Chinese developer to put a development through. That's what you are. You're an old thief. I know that's defamatory, Darryl, but it's hard to imagine anything else that you are other than a thief. And you are now a confessed thief because of what you said at the ICAC. The only difference is you tried to rob the bank, but you had a pop gun with no bullets in it. So you didn't get any cash, but you tried it on.
Well, I won't resign. I'm not going to resign. I've removed myself from the Liberal Party. I've resigned from the party only, but I won't resign as a Member of Parliament. I breached a very strict code of conduct for parliamentary secretaries, but I still can continue to work on behalf of the Wagga Wagga electorate.
They don't want you either. Go. I mean, it's a disgrace that you're going to be $80,000 better off every year after your disreputable behaviour. And that photo that Darren called about, another listener from Wagga Wagga on Triple M has sent this from Bolton Park. Just taken minutes ago. Resign now, Darryl. And I think the sign's sort of typifying what most people in Wagga Wagga think. Go, you goose. And it wouldn't matter how much good he's done as the local member for Wagga Wagga. I guess the question should be asked by everyone. Is this the first time he's asked for a drink from a developer? Or is it a method of behaviour that he's had all through his political career?